Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, it was budget day yesterday in the Capital Region. My goodness, a number of budgets released. Give us, Albany, Schenectady, Colony. Can you do that for us?
Sure. In the city of Albany, Mayor Kathy Sheehan is sure to face a fight on her plan to impose a $90 annual trash fee on every single-family home. The budget, which otherwise holds the line on spending, would total about $177 million for 2019. The tax levy would be about the same. The city trash collection fee was implemented 2 years ago on multiple family residences, but now 13,500 single-family homes would be added. It's likely there'll be some objecting to that proposal. It's a different story in the city of Schenectady, where for the fourth year in a row, city residents will see their property taxes go down, this time by only 0.5% under Mayor Gary McCarthy's tentative 2019 budget that was introduced Monday. The drop will be roughly the same as back in 2016. It's an $86.8 million budget, and the reason for the slight tax cut will be that revenue from the new Schenectady casino is up about $100,000 this year over last year. So that's keeping taxes stable in Schenectady. Now, in between the two cities is the sprawling town of Colony, where residents are likely to see a big tax jump in the new year. The $95.6 million budget proposed to the town board last night would have a 5.2% increase over 2018, and that would translate into a 7.5% tax hike, which is above the state's flexible 2% tax cut. They're defending it, but there'll be public hearings, and they have the month of October to debate all these changes. So it'll be a big debate in Colony, no sweat.
Now let's talk about GE. We see John Flannery out as CEO, and what lies ahead? Of course, the headquarters moved to Boston. It was lured away, and Schenectady for a long, long time has been the center of GE, and layoff and after round of layoffs has occurred over there. What do we expect next?
Well, according to our business writer, Larry Rulison, today, the big shakeup at GE has a lot to do with the tumult that's been going on with the Schenectady-based GE Power Systems over the last 15 months. As with his predecessor, Jeff Immelt, Flannery appears to be the victim of financial woes at GE's power system, and now the company has announced it will be taking a $23 billion goodwill impairment charge. A lot of the issues with power systems stem from its 2015 acquisition of Alstom, a French-based power equipment manufacturer. That deal cost GE only $10 billion, but the write-down is for $23 billion, which analysts are saying it means GE sees it as a complete failure. But yesterday's ouster of John Flannery pleased Wall Street. It had been pretty disappointed in his results, and the shares went up a little bit yesterday. But for the last 2 years, the stock has been going steadily down. It went down 35% this year, and in 2017, shares went down 45%. So with a new CEO, they're hoping to turn things around. They're yet to say what it means for GE Power Systems, where 4,000 people are employed still in Schenectady.
Obviously, we'll keep our eyes on that. We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. There's more at timesunion.com and more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.